What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to start talking about the international news this hour. Now, back on the 5th of September, Mike Pompeo was out there arguing that the U.S. war in Afghanistan was successful. I'm sure from the point of view of the American opium lords, it was successful. The pharmaceutical companies have made out like bandits and, of course, created this opioid crisis. The oil companies were happy. They got their pipeline. But remember, we were all told the war in Afghanistan was in response to 9/11, that Afghanistan had been involved in the takedown of the World Trade Towers, which, of course, that story has now gone away. But Pompeo is out there saying the war in Afghanistan was successful, and this, of course, prompted more calls. Well, if it's successful, if it's over, let's get out. That led to this whole brouhaha over the weekend, which was designed, I think, intentionally to irritate and annoy the Taliban. And if so, it has apparently succeeded because the Taliban has launched a major offensive in West Afghanistan. Now, the Taliban controls much of Farah province going into the fight. The province is an important opium farming area, which is a potential source of revenue, which means the Taliban may have decided that opium is okay after all, at least during periods of war. And with control over much of the surrounding area, it makes sense they would want control of the provincial capital. So they're going after that as well. The Taliban has issued a statement in response to Trump abruptly canceling the Camp David meeting, which seems to imply a terrorist threat, terrorist attacks coming to the United States. Maybe it's a lie. Maybe we're going to be set up for a false flag terror attack to be blamed on Afghanistan the way 9/11 originally was, in order to keep that war going, because there are people who want that war in Afghanistan to keep on going, to keep control of the opium. The fact of the matter is that right now the Taliban's in control of much of the opium. The fact of the matter is the United States is losing that war, and they're spending more and more of your money, and they're sending more and more of your kids to be killed and crippled in it, rather than say, hey, we lost this one. And it's very hard reasoning here. They don't want to be seen as losing a war, whether it's Afghanistan or Syria, because that would basically pull the rug out from the rest of the war agenda, which, of course, is leading toward attacking Iran and an eventual war with Russia and China, which looks to be getting very, very serious right now. Over in Syria, hundreds of Russian troops deploy to Idlib in case the ceasefire collapses, which, of course, we all know from the past, it will. So they're getting ready to basically garrison that as well. Meanwhile, Damascus has issued a complaint, if you will, calling that these joint U.S.-Turkish patrols along this buffer area are a flagrant violation of Syria's sovereignty, and basically saying it's a violation of international law, Syrian sovereignty, and they're absolutely right about that. When you walk into somebody else's country with a military force and you don't have their permission to be there, that really does constitute an act of war, and that's what the United States has done. Syria does not want us there. Syria has repeatedly asked for us to leave. So they're maintaining the Syrian occupation, if you will. Meanwhile, Erdogan is ramping up the war talk as Turkey pushes for nuclear weapons after this row with Russian over the missiles. And Erdogan is saying he will not accept the status quo. He believes that Turkey should have nuclear weapons. and accused Donald Trump, NATO, and Israel of hypocrisy over the S-400 deal with Russia. And, of course, the hypocrisy over the fact that Israel has nuclear weapons that everybody tries to pretend don't exist. They do. Meanwhile, over in South Lebanon, Hezbollah has shot down an Israeli surveillance drone. So they're still making stink face. Now, this may be a harbinger of things to come, in that right now Netanyahu needs a war, because on September 17th, Israelis go to the polls to elect a prime minister and Knesset members. 10 parties are competing for seats. The polls are showing Netanyahu's Likud and Benny Gantz, Yair Lapid's Blue and White Party are basically in a tie. They're each projected to win 31 of 120 Knesset seats. And Netanyahu needs something to shift that back the other way so that he can retain his position as prime minister. Right now, he's considered an interim prime minister. And he's desperate to basically retain power ahead of this pre-indictment hearing in October on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. And there's strong evidence against him. So will he start a war to save his own face? Well, again, look what Bill Clinton did when Monica Lewinsky was testifying before Congress. And she walked out of the Congress building expecting a phalanx of reporters on the steps, totally empty. Because while she'd been inside, Clinton launched cruise missile attacks into Syria and a bunch of other places as well. All righty, let's take another phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yes. You hear me, Michael?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, Michael. Yeah, last week you had a caller saying after the hurricane in the Bahamas that all these Bahamians should come to the United States, and I think that's already happening. They're starting to bring them into West Palm Beach by the thousands. And I actually thought they were English subjects, and they should be going to England, I would think, or one of the Virgin Islands, one of their islands that England owns. But they're all coming here. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I don't think if they're going to try to become American citizens, I'm pretty sure they're all going to vote Democrat. But I was wondering, Michael, did you have a chance to see Mark Levin last night on Life, Liberty, and Levin?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Before we move on to that, though, I read a story earlier today where apparently some of the Bahamians were kicked off the ferry going to the United States over visa requirements.
Yes, I heard that also. I heard that on the news, too. Yes, I did hear that. Well, my thing is they're English subjects. So I think English should be taken care of them, and English should be going over there.
I agree.
What's that?
I said I agree.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, Michael, and also what I wanted to talk really about is what happened I saw on Levin last night. This gentleman said that Google, with the algorithms and all this, is that they can throw this 2020 election for the Democrats big time, because what they did with Hillary, even with Google and Facebook and all that, these people are definitely with the Democratic Party.
Yes,
and they're getting
liberals.
Millions of more voters. I mean, if that's not investigated by the White House and dealt with severely, just
yes.
Like nobody's been arrested for it with this Russia collusion, nobody's been arrested. Clapper should be in jail. There ain't no doubt about it. Brennan.
Comey should be in
Brennan
jail.
Should definitely be. Comey. None of these people have gone to jail. None of them. And it's disgusting, disgraceful. And, you know, I'll tell you, Michael, what's happened to this country is mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing, actually.
Yes.
But what's really the truth of the matter is, even in New Jersey and all New York and all that, these leftists have brought into those states a flood of illegals to totally wipe out the Anglo population of the United States. Let's not deny that. That's the truth. The whole truth.
Demographically speaking.
They're doing it in California. I remember Costa Mesa was a wonderful place. The land of milk and honey. They had billboards all over California. Land of milk and honey. Well, it ain't no land of milk and honey no more. It's a land of homelessness and destitution, prostitution, and decadence and decay. That's what I see in California.
Yes.
It's run by a bunch of leftists, every Democrat. And I mean, I want Dustin to hear this, too. I know he's listening. I want Dustin to hear because I think he's a good guy. But Dustin's got to really understand, every city that's run by Democrats is run into the ground. They run it into the ground. Look at it. Look at a shooting over this weekend again in Chicago, Michael. Do you see that?
Yep.
Another 36 shot over the weekend.
Well, thank goodness Chicago's got strict gun control laws. That's all I can say.
Every weekend, it's 30, 40, 50, 60. This is crazy. And you know what, Michael? I think Trump, and I want to ask your opinion on air. Do you think that Donald Trump should bring in the National Guard to Chicago?
I think Trump should do something, and it's really bothering me that, you know, he's been in office for a while now, and he's not dealing with any of these issues. He's not dealing with the obvious filtration by social media. He's turned his back on the internet, you know, and the independent media. And we were very instrumental in getting him that job. And now it's like he doesn't care anymore. He hasn't really done anything about voter integrity. He just shut that all down. And we saw during the midterm elections, the chicanery is still going on. And it's a hopeless situation. And maybe Trump has just decided it's hopeless. And maybe he's just decided that you know, he's going to run next year just because he likes campaigning. He does seem to enjoy that. But he's going to accept his loss gracefully. And I don't know, maybe he made a secret deal with Hillary that, you know, he's just going to hand off the White House to her next year.
Well, Michael, I have to agree with you that Donald Trump is overwhelmed with the situation he inherited. Like he was saying today, I don't know if you saw his White House briefing today when he had all these cops that he was given a Medal of Valor for their saving this all these people in, where was that, in Ohio, or Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
So he had all these officers giving them all medals, which was wonderful. But, you know, he never gives the police officers in Chicago. I guess they're not doing their job because he's not giving them medals because every weekend, 52 weeks out of the year, Michael, these cops are dealing with 20, 30, 40 mass shootings every weekend in Chicago. Every weekend, it's like there's no lull in the weather. I mean, this is a massive takedown. It's worse than Vietnam, okay? Let's not kid ourselves. This is Vietnam-type records, okay? And all these, imagine, let's put all the numbers from the FBI together in the inner cities of Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, L.A., Baltimore, on and on and on. I mean, Camden, all these places. It's crazy. And, you know, we hear about when two white guys go off the chain, a bunch of racists and all that. But when this, the inner city getting wiped out, and you can't, you know what, some areas you can't even go in. Look at what's going on in Europe, Michael. There's places you can't even go in. The cops are afraid to go in. Even in Sweden.
Yeah.
I saw that on the news. It's crazy. Now, as far as Trump goes, Michael, I agree there's some things that Trump should be doing more that he can't. I mean, I guess he can, but he feels like I guess he can't. Number one is the main one, Michael, and I wish you'd talk about this a lot more for like a half hour with some expert, because I'm not an expert, but the sanctuary cities policy. The sanctuary city, Michael, is not working out. Donald Trump either arrests some people or open up all the cities a sanctuary. I agree with that. I don't see the federal government going in and arresting these people, the mayors, the commissioners. Why? They're breaking federal law.
I don't know why.
They're
all in violation of Title VIII.
No, Israel, the state of Israel, will never allow that, Michael. Israel will not allow 10 million Muslims to sneak in Israel and go get jobs and get housing and all that, would they?
No, they're trying to send the Ethiopian Jews back home now.
That's right. That's right. So this is what it is. It's a flood of illegal invasion, occurred an invasion of our country. Again, One American News every hour and the hour talks about the measles, the mumps, 900 in Texas alone. They don't even know how many are released into the country that have all these diseases. I mean, this has got to be dealt with. And the Republicans ain't doing nothing. The Democrats, they're communist Bolsheviks. Forget it. They're totally in the leftist whack job corner. Hollywood's run by a bunch of dark angel schmucks. I mean, it's off the chain. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, I don't see hope for the United States. Really don't. If it wasn't for the economy doing as good as it is, I guess, this country right now, I think it'd be an utter turmoil. I'm serious.
I think we're headed there anyway.
One thing I did hear about the Bahamas, Mike. Tom, before
we go back to the Bahamas here, I don't think the economy's in that good of a shape. I mean, they're making a big deal about, you know, 6,000 jobs here or 20,000 jobs there. But with you have a population of 300 million in this country, these numbers are virtually meaningless. And, you know, you've got people who are working, you know, like two, you know, minimum wage jobs just to stay in their homes.
Right.
That to me is not a healthy economy.
No, I understand that, Michael. But, you know, when I was going to, I think the economy is doing better than it did under Obama. There's no question more people are working than when Obama was president. When Obama was president, I remember there was so much destitution in Ocala, Orlando, Daytona Beach. I was up in that area all the time in the summer. And there was no jobs. I mean, now it seems like there's people are working. I don't see too much homeless up in those areas hardly anymore. Miami still has some because I've been all over the state of Florida. But, yeah, Trump is maybe doing – I know he's doing better than Obama did when it comes to the economy. Immigration, I know he's doing a little better on that. But there are some things that Trump, I guess his hands are so tied because of the apparatus of the swamp that he can't do nothing. I guess the guy feels like you say he wants a campaign, and that's the only reason he's probably running, because he's probably overwhelmed. And maybe he understands who's running the country, really is running the country, Michael. But it's not a good situation. When you, Michael, like with the Green New Deal, you know, all these people keep pouring in here.
What it comes down to is he's a weak leader. Because, you know, he is the president and he does have certain powers and authorities that are, you know, beyond question. But we keep hearing that he's very easy to manipulate, that he's very subject to flattery. If you flatter him, you'll get what you want. And he's a weak leader. And that's really what it comes down to. That's why he's walked away from the Voting Integrity Project. It's why the wall... For all the Sturm und Drang over the funding coming from the military, the wall really isn't getting built. I mean, they're building a small section of it, but that just means the people smugglers are going to have to drive a little further. And, you know, Border Patrol will have to go out there a little bit further as well. You know, unless you have a solid contiguous fence all the way from the Pacific Ocean to the Rio Grande, it's not going to work. And it's got to be solid. It's got to be unclimbable. And, you know, it's got to go down deep enough to prevent tunneling.
What happened? Well, and Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Michael, but you know, some of that stuff I agree, but some of the stuff, I mean, Trump is better than what we've had in the past. There's no question about it. As far as, look at all the other leaders we had, except maybe Ronald Reagan. Reagan's the only one I can get some accolades to. But the rest of these, after Reagan, it was a disaster. Until this guy even, I mean, at least he's exposed the media for the filthy fake lies that they tell. And CNN and
actually,
Rachel Maddow and all these
that.
Liberals.
We in the independent media did that. Okay?
I agree.
Let's give credit where credit is due. Okay, apparently Dustin has called back in and he wants to talk to both of us. So, Dustin, are you there?
Tom, hi. How you doing, Mike? Tom, hey guys.
How you doing there?
Tom, nothing's changed. Obama, I voted for, the first person I voted for, I'm 49 years old now, was Obama. His hope and change. I got hoodwinked and lied to. And I voted for Trump. You know, I cried when Trump, I was so, you know, it comes to a point where, like, you know, you vote for these people, and nothing's fixed. Nothing's fixed. Yeah. Oh, well.
Dustin, how did hope and change? How did hope and change work out for you, man? How did the hope and change?
Let's just make America great again. America great again,
well,
dude. America great again. They're all slogans, dude. They don't.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait.
You feel?
Mike,
you
okay,
feel richer,
Dustin? Okay.
Are you richer?
Dustin, okay. Got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll bring you both back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're on the line with both Tom in Florida and Dustin from New Jersey. And gentlemen, I want this to be civil. Everybody gets a turn to express their point of view. And obviously the issue is we have differing opinions about President Trump and his job performance. And Tom, I have to be very... honest, you know, I tend to side with Dustin on this one.
Well, I understand that, Michael, but, you know, I'm still saying Trump's done more than Obama. I mean, if you want to say Obama's done more than Trump, yeah, that's your opinion. But my opinion, I think Trump's done way more than Obama ever did for this country. He had 8 years in office, and Obama didn't do nothing. The economy was stagnant. I mean, if you want to debate Obama and Trump, I think I went hands down on that one. Yo, go ahead, Dustin. Go ahead. I hear you.
Tom, they didn't either. Like, they're both part of the same oligarchy. Like, what's changed?
Okay, Dustin.
Where's the arrest?
Dustin, can
Tom, where's the arrest? Where is the arrest? Sean Hannity said there's going to be freaking arrests and the indictments. Where the hell are they? I've been, you know, since April, I've been watching. I voted for Trump. You know, like, I'm tired of this crap. I voted for Trump. Where's the indictments? Where's the arrest?
Dustin, wait a minute. First off, the Democratic Party and all these leftists kept saying that Donald Trump was doing Russia collusion. That was proven to be a false narrative. That was a lie.
Tom,
so there was no Russia collusion.
No. Tom, that was because there's multiple groups. It's an oligarchy. What about Trump? What's going on in Syria still? Why is Trump still in Syria? Why isn't he pulled out of Afghanistan? How can you explain that? What about Avi Berkowitz, who Trump replaced from Jason Green's blot? Who was
Trump replaced Amoroso? That lady Amoroso was a big, filthy racist. I mean, come on, Dustin. Yeah, Trump is maybe not Ronald Reagan, but he's done a lot better than Obama.
Oh my God!
Come on, if you're gonna argue that, you're losing that battle. You'll lose a war on that one.
You're fired, Trump. You're fired. How come he's not fired any of these losers and putting in people who will get jobs done?
Well, look, I'll be the first to admit that I think Donald Trump's son-in-law is a weakling.
Tom, where's the arrest? You said, how come nobody's being arrested in these sanctuary cities? Why?
Well,
can you explain that?
Dustin, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. I totally agree. You're right on that.
I can agree with you, but why aren't... Then explain, why aren't the arrests happening?
You tell me, maybe it's because of immigration law for DHS? I don't know. Maybe they say you can't do that because you're a racist.
Trump put these people in, dude.
Well, maybe they're
going to
call
in.
Trump a racist pig. Maybe he's afraid to lose the election because he'll become a racist
pig. Trump's not a racist pig. I'm saying Trump has put these people in. Nothing's been done.
Yes.
Okay,
but let me ask you a question, Dustin. What did Obama do? Now that you're talking bad about Trump, tell me what Obama did good that you like that Obama did. I want to hear about Obama.
Nothing. He's not the black Jesus. He didn't do Mike, Tom, Obama didn't do anything either.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
I think his real name is. I think his real daddy is Frank Marshall Davis.
Tom.
I think his real dad was Frank Marshall Davis.
They both did. Neither were being Tom. We're being both played. Trump has not done nothing. Nothing. Why? How come there's 3,000 manufacturing jobs added for August? How do you explain that? If we're all doing so well, we're not doing well, Tom. If you look at the numbers, I got them written down right here. 34,000. Government jobs, Tom. Nothing's being fixed. It's just a slow crawl of the same crap through Obama and Bush. That's it. I voted for Trump, but nothing's being done. And what about his daughter with the red flag laws? Are you going to vote for him if he does anything with like taking guns? Would you vote for him?
Dustin, I will say this. You're being played in the state of New Jersey. You'd be definitely being played in that state because you're overtaxed to death. Give up. Why are you giving up? There you go. You're giving up, so you must be a liberal. I don't know what the heck you are. But I can tell you right now, in New Jersey, you're being taken. You're getting taxed to live in death. You got taxed on everything over there. Your car insurance is insane. I mean, you can almost buy a house for the car insurance you pay in New Jersey and the homeowner's insurance. Now, that state is off the charts. Same as New York. Any liberal state, like I said, Michael, all these places that are run by Democrats are run right into the ground. Am I lying?
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. Let me ask you a question here because we're almost out of time here. I'm going to have to let you both go. We've got another caller waiting on the line here. We all know that we got lied to by the government and the corporate media regarding Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, and so many other things. What makes you think they're telling us the truth about the job numbers?
Michael, you know what? I couldn't even debate you on that because you maybe, I don't know. I don't know anything too much. I don't really follow the job numbers as far as it pertains to my lifestyle, me. But from what I'm hearing, the media says, even some OAN, which I trust more than any news network. I don't trust Fox or none of them. Michael, I told you, One American News is the only network I trust. Trust me.
Okay, well, Tom, we're out of time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones now. The lines are loading up here. Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Thank you for waiting patiently through that Dustin-Tom debate. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm still here. Well, I started out with one. Now I got two. Dustin mentioned government workers. I heard there was 25,000 census workers, which are actually temp workers that were hired.
Yeah.
So they won't be sticking around too long. Then I watched a video about the damage in the Bahamas. I can't remember which island. It wasn't the Big Island, but it was one of the other ones. And
yes,
the guy drove around and he says, there are no police on the island, but they did have police forces. He drove around. There was no police anywhere to be found. But that's what he did. He did a drive around. And the last thing, I might have called up about this before, but my uncle and my dad worked at a company in northern Illinois here that made, let's say, sensitive lenses, and I don't mean for microscopes. And there was three different times they caught the Israelis spying on them. This is back in the early, mid-'80s, when they didn't have computers, so they had to have people there to actually be spying. And they caught them three different times. So they haven't stopped what they were doing.
No.
So,
I mean, there was a big scandal... some years ago in San Francisco, there was a big scandal when the ADL was found to be spying on Americans and sending the information back to Israel.
Yeah, they got it. They got their big network going here, and I think they're afraid to do anything about it.
And, probably they, because they don't know. I mean, if Epstein was part of the Mossad's intelligence gathering apparatus, then he's got the blackmail goods on a lot of very important people in the United States of America. And short of a complete replacement of the entire government, that's going to be a bit of a problem. And it's not like Israel's the only country that spies, but they do so much of it. If you'll remember, shortly before 9/11, Carl Cameron over on Fox News did a four-part story where the FBI had uncovered the largest single foreign spy ring ever found in the United States of America, spying on behalf of Israel. And then, of course, the Fox News commentators had to chime on in and say, but there's no evidence that this Israeli spy network had anything to do with 9/11.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course they don't have nothing to do with it, but I have firsthand experience, I guess, firsthand knowledge of this happening, because my father told me of this. And he said three times they caught the Israelis there spying. Like I said, this was early mid-80s, and they didn't have computers, so they had to have boots on the ground doing something in this building, and they made some very sensitive type lenses. And that's what they were after. So I'll let you go. I know you're busy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, it sounds to me like lenses were being made for, like, the early keyhole satellites or something like that. Anyway, let's switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Real bad. I'm starting to get a real bad vibe about the 18th anniversary of 9/11. First of all, they're bringing the Taliban into focus again with these failed peace talks, you know, just in time, like they did before. You know, they were bringing them up, and Osama bin Laden up before the original 9/11.
Yes.
And what really bothers me is the numerology. I mean, it's 18 years, it's going to be 18 years from 9/11. That's 6 plus 6 plus 6, right? 666. It's also two nines. The date is 9/11/19. And I know how these, I mean, I'm not, like, into this Luciferian occultism, but the people that rule the world that pull these kind of acts off, they are. I mean, it's their gang signs. And I'm just going to tell all, you know, I'm going to be up on the alert, and I'm even before and after this, because I just got a bad feeling when I start looking at the numerology involved in this 9/11. And it's going to be Wednesday, and the old nursery rhyme, Wednesday's child is full of woe. It's the only one that's kind of bad. So,
yes.
And like I say, you got the Israeli elections coming up, you know, Trump with the election, you know, I don't know. The economy, they could all blame it all on an attack or some kind of fiasco. So, I don't know. This one's got me a little bit, my hair's on edge, because, like I said, the original 9/11, we all know, was a government, you know, false flag, and they'll pull it again. I mean, you know, who knows what they're, you know, we know what they're capable of.
Yes.
And they got away with it, and so, you know, go back to their gang, you know, their bag of tricks. So anybody that's in law enforcement or any kind of government agencies that are listening, that you really want to be careful, look for chatter, you know, alert everybody that you can, because, you know, everybody's got cell phones, try to, you know, record what happens on television if anything starts, you know, looking fishy, because we did great work, you know, alerting the public and informing the public about 9/11. It's all out there for anybody that wants to know. And the question is, do you want to know? That's what I learned from the original 9/11, is that, you know, it's all out there. If you really want to know, you can find out the truth about 9/11. And when the government commits a criminal act, don't expect it to ever be, like, given government sanction or admitted to or publicized.
Nope.
So it's just the way it is.
They're still defending the official story of the Kennedy assassinations. And, I certainly hope that you're wrong. But at this point, I get a sense of desperation from the government that they've lost control of the people, that they've lost control of the narrative. And they may be desperate enough to try something like that again. But you're absolutely right. Everybody should have recorders set up on their TV sets, because any videos that don't support the official story will be deleted from the internet. It's already happened over on YouTube. A lot of the great videos about 9/11 have already been erased over there. And all that's left are the videos that pretty much support the official story. I think that really good one that I'm blanking on the guy's name. 9/11, he did this video animation. And I think that one is still up there. It would be a little bit obvious if that one were to go away. Anyway, listen, Joe, thanks a lot for the phone
Thank
call.
You.
We're going to switch over to Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Mike. We'll start with, how was your move? You're kind of settling in good over there?
Well, we're currently staying with family, and it's a beautiful place. And we're supposed to be moving into our new place the 1st of October. We were talking with the rental manager, the realtor, early today. And so it looks like it's a done deal. But the old tenants are still there. And then there has to be, a clean out. And she's talking about possibly needing to replace some of the carpeting as well.
Hmm. Well, by the sound of it, you've got your ducks in a row. You've got a pretty good handle on the idea of what's going on there. Hey, the first reason I called in, if you don't mind me going on a 20-second rant here, and then we'll get to the reason I actually called. Look, that little Dustin Tom thing that you guys just did there, I don't mind hearing the opinions of folks here on the network that maybe perhaps disagree with one another, but I do have to hear from Dustin a lot, and I'd like to give him some good advice since he's always calling in about responding about everybody's comments. So, hey, Dustin, I know you're still listening, and you really need to find a more polite way of communicating with folks. See, it's kind of impolite in a debate when you've already made your point and you're listening to somebody's response. If you disallow them the chance to prove their point, and then your strongest argument ends up being repeating their name over and over again until they just give up and listen to you again, it's bad form, brother. If we have to listen to you all the time, please just like man up and do this responsibly, because we're all trying to do the same thing. And so, okay, my rant's over. The biggest reason I called is because we're looking at a real mess in a lot of areas here in our news. God, you've covered a bunch of it today. I'm sure you've probably got some more to go, so I'll try to get out of your hair fast. I think the biggest thing that I'm really worried about right now is, well, it's a combination of two things. I think that this stomping upon our Constitution that the government's doing here, and it's continuation. It's not like this just started. It's just getting kind of publicized right now. And the geopolitical problem with us, like, failing to get along with everybody out there in the rest of the world. So pick one of the two, and let's go from there.
Well, the reason the United States is not getting along with the rest of the world is they don't want to. Very clearly, the United States government has decided that the only way they can avoid a Soviet Union-style collapse is to basically try and take control of as much of the world and its resources as possible. And we know that originally that was part of the plan behind the wars in Iraq. General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on that, I think, back in 2005. Where he said, there is this plan by the United States government to invade or regime change every one of the oil-producing nations in the Middle East in order to keep that oil selling for the U.S. dollar. And
yeah, I love the comment when that particular order came across his desk, and he's like, "Wait, why are we doing this?" And they were like, "Well, I don't know. We're just doing it."
Yeah,
yeah, that's the way our government works.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
All right, go ahead. Well, no, I think I said my point. I'm sure Dustin may have a response to it, but I'll be listening.
Well,
I probably won't respond.
Dustin, don't call in. You've had your two. Do not call in again. All right, well, Robert, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm also calling in about those two guys you just had squabbling. And I just wanted to read two sentences out of Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. And you probably have read it yourself. It has to do with the elections.
Yes.
But it's probably worth hearing. Can I read it?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, this is Professor Quigley, who they say knew more about how the world works than anybody alive. Okay, here we go. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can, quote, throw the rascals out, unquote, at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to run a country.
Yeah, that's what we got. Okay, I'll let you go, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Todd in California. A lot of callers from California today. Aloha, Todd. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm not too far from smelly downtown L.A., and,
okay.
You know, that's cool. Well, I wanted to call in about a few items. You know, I'm turning 55 in a few days.
Okay.
And the double nickel, I actually did not think I'd make it, to be quite honest.
Yes.
From all the things I've done. I was in the Marines, I've rock climbed, I've done a lot of stuff in my life, and I swear to you, I never thought I'd make 55, and I'm glad I'm going to. But what I wanted to say was that I'm with you 1,000% on the non-show of the lies of Donald Trump. It certainly reminds me of Bush 1, there will be no new taxes, that kind of
yes.
thing. And I think really what we're starting to see is the disillusionment of the entire U.S. citizenry against the politicians, the governors.
Yes.
And there's a book out there by Dr. Marvin Olasky that wrote about the it's like three volumes about the Revolutionary War and some of the things that were leading up to it, you know, not only of, you know, soldiers being warehoused in people's private homes and stuff, but, you know, this what you see today, you can't own anything. You can't own your home. You can't own your car. You might get to keep the shirt on your back, you know. And I've lost faith in the police. They're bought out. I've lost faith in any sort of quote-unquote department that, you know, when you have 600 departments and every single one of them has their own inside police force,
yes.
I mean, that's including the Department of Education. We saw that here in California, what, 2-3 years ago. Okay, you know, them going after that young lady that owed some money and she wasn't there. And they broke that door down and hauled that man out in front of his two children. And, you know, it's over. And I do hope that everybody else sees that. I don't buy it one bit. I don't buy the church garbage anymore with the 501c3. And when I see people laud and fawn over people like Trump, I literally begin to think that they've lost their mind. You know, we clap, yes, but fine. Where's the action? Where's the arrest? Where's the propensity for all these years before he got there of saying all these things? We've seen the videos. Yes, we have. Of all these things he said that he felt about America and this and that and this and that, but it's all garbage. I think it was all fanfare and all part of the theater that he had to play for him to come and wait for his turn to be president. Okay?
I absolutely agree. Anyway, Todd, going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And if you do call in, please keep it civil, allowing Dustin and Tom to have their little dialogue was an experiment on my part, which I'm declaring an abysmal failure. We're not going to repeat that unless we have a guarantee of civility here. Getting on back to the international news, Iran is starting to use arrays of advanced centrifuges, which was prohibited by the 2015 nuclear deal. and is now threatening higher enrichment levels. Now, they're still insisting they're not seeking a nuclear weapon, but they're basically saying, you know, 20%, and you can't build a bomb out of 20%. But it's basically symbolic because of Trump's unilateral pullout from the Iran nuclear deal and the fact that Europe so far isn't really coming up to the plate for their commitments for the nuclear deal either. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there saying that the EU nations must take decisive action against Iran for daring to use these centrifuges and daring to threaten higher rates of enrichment. So, again, this is the path to war with Iran, and Pompeo's trying to get other people to get on board with it. Now, Foreign Minister Zarif is saying that Iran's commitments reduction is actually allowed under the Iran nuclear deal, that apparently if the other signers fail to fulfill their commitments under Article 36 of the deal, that Iran is allowed to basically say, yeah, we're allowed to walk away from our commitments as well. So Iran is trying to say, we're playing by the rules here, and Mike Pompeo is out there saying, kill, 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 kill. All righty, we're going to take another phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're saying aloha? Hello, yeah, you're saying aloha, and you're living in Indiana. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think of something else to say, but so far, you know, I came up with who's your, or actually somebody sent in who's your daddy, but apparently there's a bunch of bars with that name and one band in the area, so I don't want to step on somebody's trademark.
So, you
know, I've had people who've emailed me saying, stay with Aloha America, it's your trademark, and if anybody asks what's going on, well, you know, you did the show from Hawaii for what was it, 12-13 years, and wow. that's the trademark.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Mike, yesterday I was listening to the program, but I didn't understand too much about the Amazon. My question is this: if the Amazon were to be wiped out, how would that affect climate change on this planet?
Well, there'd probably be a small change. There'd be a disruption in the weather patterns over that part of the planet. There'd be a lot less moisture being put into the air. Given that rainforest tends to be built on very thin layers of soil, we might see it go into desert. Okay, Tony, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after station All right. identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.